Extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary. So the word is roundup, okay, and it has to do with the gathering of cattle on the range by riding them around and driving them in, or it's the ranch hands who actually do that, or more generally, it's the gathering of scattered persons or things. So roundup made me think immediately of two things. First of all, the actual act of rounding up, I have never understood. I am completely flummoxed and fascinated by the idea that you can take a dog, train it, and then let it loose, and you can take 100 herd of cattle, and just by that dog barking and running around, all these giant, huge animals will be corralled and will go where they're supposed to go, and they'll not just break free and start running and roaming. I can't even get people to show up for a party. I did a one-man show, and my God, what I tried to do with Facebook and Twitter and phone calls and emails and begging and you know, thinking about handing out stuff on the street. And meanwhile, a dog can just take a group, a herd, I guess that's why they call them a herd, and just go, and suddenly they're in a circle, they're docile, they're behaving. I can't, and my God, you put me on a horse, not that I could ride a horse, and give me a lasso. I would just start galloping around, and these animals would encircle me and kill me. Or they just start saying, they'd be like, I'm out of here. I'm going off to greener pastures across the way from a farmer who knows what the hell he's doing. So I am amazed that rounding up actually works. I really am. But what I also want to mention about this term is that sometimes rounding up is fun. Sometimes bringing a bunch of things together is fun. Now, I've talked before on the show about potato. This is not the only potato I own that looks like. This is the only one that has roller skates on it. But I happen to own quite a few of these things. I'm not going to get into how I just don't have time to get into how I got the first potato. It was a gift. And the second potato and then the next batch. But within a couple of months, I already had dozens, I'm not joking, dozens of these potatoes. And a couple here and there, I would give one away to special people. So close friends will get a potato. I wouldn't really give it to them because I'm too much, my hoarding instinct is too strong. But I will loan it to them. I will give them the joy of borrowing a potato until I need it back. So my parents have one, my aunt, I think at least one aunt has one, friends that we had in New York. There are a couple, my in-laws, a couple of potatoes scattered hither and yon, and some other people here at the university. But mostly, they're here. They're mine. And if you've seen pictures of my office, that's where you'll find them. And in my office, it's safe to say I have about 300 potatoes lining the walls. It is a frightening and beautiful sight. But in terms of rounding them up, it's easy when I bring them to the office because all I got to do is push pins and put them up and there they are and line them up and it's a gorgeous thing. But a couple of times over the past nearly two decades that I've had these fellows, I've wanted to number them. And I've had two numbering ceremonies, which is an amazingly beautiful thing, where I take all these potatoes that I've gotten in recent times, they all come through eBay, one or two were gifts, and then the rest that I've had from bins and buying in bulk, and taking ones that have not been numbered yet. So they're mine, but they're not completely mine until they've been branded. Kind of like the cattle that need to be rounded up. And what I want to do more than anything else, because I've gotten over the past few years, since the last numbering ceremony, probably at least 50 more of these things. And I want to go into the big gym at Gunter Hall and lay them all out and play music like Thus Spake Zarathustra or something. And take each potato ever so lovingly and number it on its tag. See, this one doesn't have a number. He's fairly recent. I put in magic marker, usually, the numbers on these potatoes. And to have them become literally part of the fold, become part of my flock, my herd of taters, if you will. And to invite people, I've wanted to do this for the past couple of years, but other things always got in the way. And to perhaps run semi-naked through my field of potatoes in the gymnasium, naked with wings. Like I from a Halloween discount shop, we got a pair of gossamer wings that I could wear while cavorting with my potatoes and serving food. We would serve maybe salad, but not potato salad. And there'd be activities. I'd have to think of some games and some thoughts to make it a truly special kind of ceremony. But in terms of getting them all together, getting them, you know, out of the off the shelves and out of all the places in the house, and then begging people that I've loaned the potatoes to give them back because they have to be part of the ceremony, and I'll give them back once they're done. There's this kind of rounding up. There's something, I don't know, it's not that I'm just a hoarder capitalist. And it's not like, ooh, mine, I own all the potatoes in the world, I want them. There's something kind of still special about it. I hoarded record albums when I was younger. I used to collect playbills. So there is that sort of sense of stuff that is really useless and that is not doing anything to your life, and yet there's a comfort level of being surrounded, of rounding up all the stuff that you've got, even if you should really be paying more attention to friends and family and going out and doing things and having experiences rather than, oh, I just bought another potato. I can have another potato among my stash. And yet, there is something comforting about, oh, I just bought another potato. I have another potato in my stash. The beauty of that. So I don't even know where I'm going with all this. But it will be time. It will be time fairly soon for another roundup of my potato friends and a special ceremony. I promise not to be semi-naked if we broadcast it on Facebook. But maybe that's the way to go with this. Maybe to make a special Dave's Gone By of the numbering ceremony. And believe me, you know, the first 10 or 20 is going to be thrilling. Once I start literally counting the numbers or numbering 258, 259, this is going to make UNC graduations look like the bicentennial, I'm telling you. And yet for me, it will be beautiful.